I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
I just think people have to wake up because ADHD, ADD, kids' sleep, you know, their behavior, everything that they're struggling with now, anxiety, depression, like, this plays a role. I strongly believe that this all plays a role in that. Everyone, if you're looking to be inspired, motivated, educated, and entertained, you have come to the right place. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, the podcast where we explore your fitness, life mindsets, and actions that help you become unstoppable. You're worth it, and it's time to finally make changes in your life that will last you the rest of your life. Bomb Mom Podcast, everyone. I am Melissa Vogel, your host. If you are brand new, welcome to the show. And if you are returning, welcome back. Either way, make sure you go back and listen to all the episodes because I want you to know and understand everything about being a bomb mom. And today's episode goes right along with it because we're talking all about plastic and how plastic gets into our food, which gets into our body, and it affects everything. Focus, cognitive development, sleep. Oh my God, our guest today is just absolutely phenomenal. And I was joking with her when we start this episode. I'm like, I found you. And I found her, you guys, because I know the dangers of plastic. I've learned this stuff from my mom at an early age, and I'm always looking for a better opportunity. I'm like, there's got to be something else better out there because I hate putting my kids' food on plastic. I hate sending their stuff to school, like in their lunch boxes, in plastic containers. But I'm like, what do? I don't want to send glass, you know, and I don't want to buy a million one baggies, which that plastic has got to be worse than Tupperware, right? And I was searching and I came across our guest, Dr. Manasa Mantravadi. And she's a board certified pediatrician who practices in Indiana as a pediatric hospitalist. She created her own company. She not only educates everyone and takes care of children and is absolutely phenomenal, she gave us resources. And the name of the company is called Ahimsa, which means avoiding harm. So we'll put everything in the show notes, of course. But if you find her like on social media, it's Ahimsa, A-H-I-M-S-A, Home USA. And she offers plates, silverware, cups, travel containers and everything for the family and for kids. So we're not feeding them off of plastic and having them eat and drink off of plastic all the time. I love that she not only wanted better for her family and their health and all the children that she treats, but then also she gave us resources. Oh my God, she's just incredible. She takes care of children who are ill enough to be admitted to the hospital and then cares for them in that setting. She received her medical degree from IU School of Medicine and completed pediatric residency at Northwestern University, Lurie Children's Hospital. She trained at Cincinnati's Children's Hospital for fellowship in endocrinology. She most recently launched the world's first colorful stainless steel dishes for kids, Ahimsa. after the American Academy of Pediatrics, the AAP, highlighted the growing evidence of chemicals in plastic harming children's health. The company has been featured in Parents Magazine and was the recipient of the Good Housekeeping Parenting Award in 2021. And she's now on the Council for Environmental Health and Climate Change, as well as the Council for School Health at the AAP. And she loves to educate and empower parents with evidence-based information to raise healthy children and to protect our planet. She is so incredible, you guys, and I love that she's providing us evidence-based information. This podcast is one that you're going to want to listen to several times, and then literally share it on Facebook. Like, copy the link, those three little dots, copy and then paste to Facebook. Make sure every parent you know hears this episode. Share it with your kids' teachers. Share it with your neighbor. Share it with your sister. Share it with your parents. Like, educate the grandparents and people who help take care of your kids to get plastic out of their life. And we talk about how it's just simple, easy steps. Like, one, make drinking water out of a plastic bottle like just a non-negotiable. Hard pass. Like, we do not drink bottled water in my house. Everyone has their own stainless steel water bottle, and that's what we drink out of. Boom. Just start with that because it really, really can help. But she's on a mission to help create a safer, kinder, and healthier future for all kids. And we are so blessed to have her on this episode. So check it out, because the more you become educated, the more you learn, the more of a bomb mom or dad or brother, sister, whoever's listening, that you get to become. And this is how you make changes. And we even talk about how plastic and everything is tied into weight loss. Absolutely. So I am just in love with this episode. I am in love with her products. Wait till you see them. After I recorded this, I literally went to my cupboards and I threw all my plastic out. It's just not worth it. I'm not going to continue giving something and letting my kids eat and drink off of something that I know is harmful to them. No, thank you. And her products are beautiful. And you guys, guess what? We have a discount code. So I'll put it in the show notes, but I'm going to tell you right now, it's Bomb Mom, and you're going to get 20% off. Check it out. Listen to this episode. Give me feedback. Check out the show notes. Read all the links. Book a call with me. Order your product. And I can't wait to hear what you think of all this. All right. Enjoy the show. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Bomb Mom Podcast. Today is going to just be so fun and just full of knowledge. I cannot wait to dive in. We have Dr. Mantravati. No, did I say it right?
You got it. You got it.
Oh, my God. And you're right. I do want to say Dr. Maserati. I am so excited to have you on. And you guys, I was telling her that, like, I don't find my own guests at all for this show. We have people that do everything for us. And I found her all on my own. And I sent her a private message on, I think, Instagram, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
And that's how we connected. I'm like, you need to be on the show, because this episode is going to speak to all of you that eat.
You should listen to this one, right? If you eat.
If you eat, you need to hear this. But then also, if you are a parent and you have children, this really is something that you guys need to listen to and then listen to twice, because Dr. M is going to just give us the lowdown on the harmful effects of plastic and how it's really having an impact on our kids.
Absolutely. I think this is some new information that has been researched over the past decade, but really has come to a head. And major organizations like the American Academy of Pediatrics, the World Health Organization, the Endocrine Society are all raising the red flag. So it's really time to listen and to make changes, not just as parents, but to make changes as brands, as legislators, as physicians. And so I'm so excited to be able to be here to talk more about that and what that means for your family.
I feel like over the last, I don't know, maybe 10 years, it's really come out even more. Now, I've always been leery of plastic. I've been aware. We never microwave plastic. I've replaced majority of my Tupperware. Like, I never have leftovers and put it in plastic. It's all glass. But we still use plastic in the house. I'm not going to lie, like, for school containers. And because I don't want to send my kids with glass, you know, but And I don't want to use a baggie every single day because I'm like, oh God, that's just disgusting. But that we do still have some in here. And I feel like every time I find myself slipping, like, oh, it's okay. Just buy these Tupperware containers, you know, just for like this type of trip. I hear another thing of like, oh, that's an unsafe plastic number, or they're finding more chemicals in this. Has it become more prevalent and just research coming out over the last few years?
Yes. So the research has been always there, but typically how this knowledge works. So this is a great example, lead, for example, right? Mm-hmm. Or smoking. At some point back in the day, I mean, doctors used to smoke, right? Like back in the day in those ads, like you saw doctors smoking. So typically how kind of the scientific community works is you start to understand that maybe something's wrong. You start to find things that are correlated and you say, oh, could these two things be connected, right? So smoking and lung cancer. Lead and cognitive development delays in children. And you start to research it more and more and more. And you start to get this body of evidence that says, okay, these things are really connected. Once you do that, then you start to make policy recommendations. Hey, we should avoid smoking to prevent lung cancer. Hey, we should avoid exposing our children to lead in paint, in gasoline, because it leads to developmental delay in their little brains. And so then that leads to legislative change. It leads to brands changing. And that's really like where we are with plastic. So this is not a new concept, right? We've been through this before, but now, unfortunately, it's plastic's turn. And that is what is coming out now. We've known plastic is bad for the planet. We know that less than 9% of plastic worldwide is actually recycled. So it really is ending up in a landfill. We know that it is harmful to the planet, but now we also know it is harmful to human health. And really the way people say, okay, like, okay, it's plastic. How is that? How does that actually affect human health?
Yeah.
Well, the chemicals in plastic are what we call endocrine disrupting chemicals. It's really a fancy word to say that these are man-made chemicals in plastic that interfere with your hormones. And, you know, a lot of people think about hormones in adults. They think about, oh, you know, fertility, sperm count, bone health in adults.
So true.
Hormones are incredibly and exceedingly crucial and critical for children to grow and develop normally. So for example, your brain needs thyroid hormone to actually grow and develop properly. Your endocrine system, so things like your ovaries and testes, they actually need to be functioning normally to go through puberty normally. And so all of these things are really dependent on hormones. And when children are born, their organs aren't fully developed and they need these hormones to tell their organs what to do so that children can grow and develop normally. And these chemicals in plastic essentially interfere. So if you think about like a lock and a key, think about the key as your hormone and the lock as like what it's supposed to do. And that's like normal. That's what's supposed to happen. These chemicals in plastic look like that key. And so they go in and kind of wreak havoc in what is supposed to happen. So what we see is a huge population shift in children and adults. But of course, I'm a pediatrician, so I think about kids. And so things that we've never seen before. The average age of puberty is so much earlier. Our, you know, cognitive delays, learning disabilities, ADHD, those incidents are so much higher now. Childhood obesity, childhood type 2 diabetes was not even a thing 20 years ago. Genetics did not change in one generation.
No.
Right. And so we have to understand that environmental impact, especially in our food system, makes a really big difference. And so not to say that diet and exercise don't make a difference. They do. But we have to also think about the diet that we're putting in our body is kind of one of processed plastic and highly, unfortunately, unregulated. And so that's the key to this message, that the chemicals in plastic interfere with children's hormones and subsequently their normal growth and development.
How is this unregulated? Like, why? I mean, how can something that we're like feeding our nation and our country with and so much of it be completely unregulated?
So listen, I think, you know, there's a lot of, so the FDA is called the Food and Drug Administration. So they have a lot of funding and support for the drug administration. Unfortunately, that same degree of funding and support is not there in the food space. And they're operating kind of on these principles of what we call generally regarded as safe. That kind of language around what is in our food system is really rooted in like 1940s and 1950s science. Clearly, in 2022, we have a body of evidence that says the chemicals in these plastics and other kind of food packaging and food processing are actually harmful, and we should be looking for them. And we shouldn't wait to see, oh, are they bad? We should say, are they bad? And should we allow them to be in our food system? And so that herein lies the problem, because the policies that exist are really like grandfathered in from medicine and knowledge in the 1950s. And really what we need is to update those policies based on modern science. And we see that happening around the world. So for example, the reason I created a company is because I learned that this was really bad for children. And when I brought this product to life, I had to go to the European Union and over to Europe to really understand better, more stringent regulation. And so I think that's kind of a real world example of how some of the rest of the world is viewing kind of the food industry, and how we are definitely lagging behind in terms of making sure that our food system, from what we eat to what we eat it on, has better oversight that's based on modern medicine and modern science.
Right. So is that basically how it works? We have a food item, it's on plastic, and it gets into the food that we then consume.
Exactly. So the chemicals in plastic, so things like bisphenols, most people know of BPA, but remember BPA, this is very important for people to hear. BPA is in a family of chemicals called bisphenols. So by saying BPA free, it means nothing, because substitutes, what we call regrettable substitutes like BPS, BPF, BPZ, pick a letter, they're just as bad and in some cases worse than BPA. And so it's important to realize that these are classes of chemicals, bisphenols, phthalates, perchlorates. These are man-made, so synthetic or man-made chemicals that make plastic really useful, right? Like it makes them not break, and it makes them pliable, and it makes them kind of last forever. It's those same things that makes plastic so horrible for the planet and for our health. And so those chemicals at baseline leach into the food you are eating, but there are certain things that make it worse. So heat, for example, makes it worse. If your, let's say, you know, containers are etched and scratched, that makes it worse. So that's why the American Academy of Pediatrics in 2018 came out with a policy statement that said, listen, we know that the chemicals in plastic are harmful to children's health. We know we have a long way to go with the FDA and congressional action. So parents, here are some things you can do in the meantime. And one of those recommendations was to avoid plastic to serve your children's food and rather use glass or stainless steel. And if you were going to use plastic, do a few things. So number one, avoid the recycling codes 3, 6, and 7, because those are like even more harmful in the terms of what we call thermoplastics. Try to avoid those. If you're going to use plastic, don't put it in the dishwasher. Don't put it in the microwave to expose it to heat. And lastly, don't use it past when you see all that etching and scratching. Don't use it past that. So that was kind of the American Academy of Pediatrics, a group of 67,000 pediatricians, way of saying, we know we can't fix everything, but here are some tips for parents to make some changes at home. But I, as a brand owner now, feel it's much more important than just making this on the parents, but rather the regulations have to be improved. The legislation has to be improved, and brands have to put out better, safer products and not put the onus on just consumers, because that's honestly not fair.
No. Well, when and how would we hear this announcement that they said this and these guidelines? I've never heard that before. I just know some of that from my own research because I'm a crazy mom.
Yeah. No, you're an informed mom. And I think that's the thing, right? Is listen, there's been a lot going on in the world lately. And I know healthcare, being in healthcare myself and being a parent myself, there's just a lot out there. There's a lot to think of information. And so I think it is our job as physicians to be that voice, because that is part of our job. Part of my job as a pediatrician is to take care of your child when they're sick. But the other half is to keep them healthy so they don't get sick. And that is a really important part of pediatrics and just medicine in general. And I think there is a changing shift in medicine towards more fields like environmental health medicine, integrative medicine, to understand that the things that we do on a daily basis, whether it's the foods that we eat, the products that are in our homes, the processes that we do on a daily basis can impact our health. I think a little bit unique about it is that you can't see it constantly. You can't touch it. You can't feel it. It's not as obvious, right? And so environmental health impact is just not something that is traditionally taught in medical schools and training. And so now we are seeing this shift towards training our future physicians, training kind of our future clinicians to think about this stuff, to talk to parents about this stuff, because that's how we start changing. You know, we need a planet for our kids to live on, and we need our kids to be healthy. And it's our job as the parents in the room, as the adults in the room, as the legislators, as the doctors in the room to advocate for them.
Yeah. Environmental health. Like, we did a podcast, I don't know, maybe a year ago now. And then we've been talking about it, like EMFs, the electromagnetic field that comes off of Bluetooth and the iPads, and that the kids are setting on their laps right next to their little uteruses and, you know, growing body parts. But we can't see it. We can't feel it. We can't touch it, but it's there. So that was really interesting and eye-opening, but I think people don't think of plastic and food. And I didn't know the dishwasher thing. You said not putting in the dishwasher. That makes total sense, but I didn't even think of that. Today's episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens. Now, I have been taking AG1 for almost a year now, and I can't believe how much it has made a difference in my overall health, my gut health, my hair, my nails. It has been phenomenal. And I take it every day, and I never miss because it's so easy. All you do is take one scoop into water, shake it up, and you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins and minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens. That's it. One scoop in water, shake it up, and drink it. So you don't have to take a ton of pills and try to remember. And I hate swallowing pills. Athletic Greens not only gives you all of the vitamins and minerals that you need, but it also helps support better sleep, recovery, mental clarity, alertness, and it's cheaper than getting all the different supplements yourself. And there's less than 1 gram of sugar and no GMOs, no nasty chemicals or anything. Right now is the time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition, especially heading into cold and flu season. It is here, you guys. It's just one scoop in a cup of water. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. And to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packets with your first purchase. All you have to do is go and visit athleticgreens.com/bombmom. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/bombmom to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
Yes. And that, herein lies the problem, right? So here's the thing. I'm a pediatrician. I'm a mom of 3 young kids who I'm like wanting to protect. I'm a pediatrician wanting to protect my patients. And when this statement came out in 2018, my girlfriends and I, who are all pediatrician moms, are texting back and forth. Oh my gosh, what are you going to do about all your plastic? Because if you walk down the aisles of any big box store for the children's feeding, it's all plastic.
All plastic.
And I found a huge disconnect between what science was saying and recommending and what industry was offering. And so when they said, try to use glass or stainless steel, I thought, well, I'm using stainless steel because I'm Indian and is literally the material of choice for a billion people in India. So
really?
It was like already using it because my mom actually, years ago, I made the mistake of serving off of plastic to my twins at the time. She comes over like a strong immigrant mom. She's like not even 5 foot. And I'm telling you, the woman is scary when she has something in like on her mind. She's like, what are you doing feeding my grandchildren out of plastic? Those chemicals will leach. And I was like, okay. And so she's like, I went to work one day. This is a true story. I kid you not. I come home. She was watching the kids. I come home and all my dishes are gone. Like I have 0 dishes. Like they're all gone. She's like, I will let that touch their lip. And she went the next day and brought our very traditional Indian stainless steel, the same ones I ate off of as a kid for my own kids. And so I realized that from my roots in India, we were already using something that was safer and more sustainable. But for some reason, the American market was not. And so there was a big disconnect between what my body of like pediatricians was recommending and what was available for parents. So it's very hard for parents to follow recommendations if they don't actually have the solutions. And so that's why I decided, you know, to upend my life and start a company, because I thought that was a great idea.
And I love it. And that's what attracted me to it, because I was searching for, it was like when school started and we have these boxes that collapse on themselves. And one side you put the sandwich and the other side, I don't know, like chips or fruit or whatever. And I'm like, I don't want to use this. I'm like, there's got to be something out there. And that's how I came across your company. And I'm going to get it right. Ahimsa. Ahimsa.
Ahimsa. Yes, that is the company.
And you just took the bull by the horns and was like, I'm doing this. And we can order from your company stainless steel plates, silverware, cups, servable trays. I saw you guys partnered with a school in Indiana, didn't you, for their cafeteria trays?
Yes, it was important to me to not just make this recommendation as a pediatrician, but to bring a product to life because I wanted to create a solution. I actually felt compelled to create the solution. And I know nothing about entrepreneurship, know nothing about business, but I was like, well, I have to do this for, because I have the solution in my kitchen, right? Like my kids are eating healthier and I want every mom in America to feel the same way. And so that's how the product came to life. And we have a, you know, an entire line for the home. And even for school, like you can have, we have little lunch kits that you don't have to use the plastic products. You can, you know, use our stainless steel containers. It's called the movable meal collection. But what I found is I was creating this product. I had it for my own home. My kids were eating. But then what I saw is when I would visit their school, because prior to COVID, we were able to kind of come in and have lunch with them. And I saw that they were eating off of these disgusting plastic trays. And I swear, I was like, ew, is that literally fraying into the food the children are eating? That's disgusting. How can this be? And so then I realized, wait a minute, we can't just fix it at home. Like we have to fix it at schools because there are 34 million children enrolled in the National School Lunch Program. And with 180 days of school, that's a lot of exposure and a lot of single-use plastic or even reusable plastic that's just ending up in a landfill. So I felt like it was very important to address all of it. And so we have, I'm so proud that we have a line of stainless steel cafeteria trays and cutlery and cups for schools. We've launched here in Indiana and California, Oregon, Massachusetts. And it's been just a joy to see such a big impactful change for so many kids at one time.
We just met and I'm so proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it's not like you're out there just preaching till it's change. You made change. You offered a solution by starting up this company. And now people don't have an excuse. You can order, you can get it. And yes, stainless steel materials is going to cost more than plastic. Duh. But it's not going anywhere.
I'm literally, my kids eat off of, like, no joke, my kids eat off of the same stainless steel dishes, the things that I used to eat off of as a kid when they go visit my parents and my in-laws, because they're also Indian. And so it really does last forever. And I think it has to be an investment in your health, but also the future of the planet. I think people really need to understand that people and the planet are connected, and the lasting impact between the two will not be felt by us, but by our children. And so the choices that we make today really affect their health and their future. And listen, like, when I went into this, in total disclosure, like I wanted to make like a very, very like, just I wanted everyone to have it. And I still want everyone to have it. But I also realized that in the manufacturing world, and this is all new to me, if you want high quality products, if you want to really be able to take care of all of the people who are making your products and ethically source everything, if you want plastic free packaging costs more than than having plastic. All of those things, like the do good things, do better things, cost more. And so, but I wasn't willing to compromise on that because I didn't want, by creating a product, then to impact the planet in a negative way. And so that's truly the name of the company. It's called Ahimsa. It's a Sanskrit word meaning avoiding harm. So at every level, avoiding harm for the planet, avoiding harm for human health, like we take that word very seriously from start to finish.
I love that. And did you say when we started that less than 9% of plastic is recycled?
Exactly.
Where does it go? It just ends up in the landfill still somehow?
Landfill. So what happens is, in theory, it is recyclable. However, it costs a lot of money to recycle it. So it is cheaper to produce new plastic than to recycle. And so literally companies don't recycle. And now we are seeing it is all just ending up in the landfills. And where other countries, unfortunately, like maybe third world countries, other countries were accepting that, the plastic, especially from the United States, they're no longer accepting because no one can recycle it. It's literally ending up in landfills. And that's it. And the other thing that people don't realize is the plastic crisis is really second to climate change. So after climate change comes plastic, and plastic is intricately tied with climate change because the production of plastic is intricately tied with carbon emissions. So people don't realize how big of a problem it is because it's literally everywhere. So you can't even see that it's a problem because it's so ingrained into our daily living. And that can feel overwhelming. And I'm not here to kind of paint the doom and gloom, right? But it is important to know you're not going to live a plastic-free life because it's just not feasible. However, you can make kind of targeted choices in kind of the lowest hanging fruit. So like at mealtime, right, where those chemicals are literally going inside your body, to make some changes. So that's what I tell people. Don't feel so overwhelmed. Feel hopeful that you can make some changes and make one change, one small change at a time. And then you'll start to make more and more and more. Because I think that's important for people to hear that it's not hopeless. Like, you can do something.
Yeah, for sure. And those little changes add up and make a difference. People think like, oh, taking my kid's water bottle that's plastic and replacing it with a stainless steel. Like, does that really matter? Well, yeah. Are they drinking out of it every single day? Are they eating off of a plate every single day? For sure. It's going to, you know, affect it. For me, like, everything goes back to health and fitness. Like, that's what I do. We train, we eat, we exercise, all the things. And people say the same thing. Like, well, does it really matter if I get up and go for a walk today? Yeah, absolutely. Little things definitely add up. Is there some statistic out there? Like, I swear I heard this the other day that like we poop out a credit card worth of plastic.
Yeah, you actually ingest a credit card's worth of plastic. So we actually have that, I think, on our website. And I think it's a week. It's on our website. But what that means is the microplastics and the plastic chemicals, we are literally consuming that. Like, literally, we're consuming that. And what's really scary is when scientists, and there's literature published on this, we have circulating levels of BPA. So if you took the urine of all the people in the world, almost everyone has circulating levels of BPA. BPA and these plastic chemicals are not meant to be in our body. They did not start there. And so that's very important for people to understand. These are synthetic chemicals that we are finding in the blood and urine of humans. They should not be there. But again, not all hope is lost, right? Because another thing that people need to be hopeful about is that when you make changes, that those urinary levels of BPA can drop in as little as 3 days. So what people should, I want people to listen to this podcast and say, wow, this is a really big problem. But you know what? I can make some meaningful changes. And you know what? It will make an impact. And so I think that's what people need to hear, because if you hear all these scary things, you can almost get paralyzed with this facts and feel like you can't do anything. But I'm here to say you can, and it can be small. But if you do it and I do it and all your listeners do it and they tell 10 people to do it, it makes a really big impact for humanity, for the planet, for your own kids. And so that's what I really want people to hear, like a message.
Yeah. What is it called? Paralysis of analysis?
Yeah. Like, analysis. Yeah.
Analysis of paralysis. I say it backwards.
Yeah. That's okay. But I mean, that's the thing. There's so much information, which can be great, but almost too much information numbs us. And so just choose one thing. A simple example is, you know, that's how I started. I thought, okay, let me switch out my dishes. Then I thought, oh, I don't want to store it. So I switched out also my plastic containers for glass containers. And then I was like, oh, Teflon is really bad. It has these forever chemicals. Let me start cooking with safer materials like cast iron and stainless steel. And so it was an evolution. You know, it wasn't like everything at once, but now I'm seeing it elsewhere. I'm like, okay, instead of the dish soap, I can get a dish bar, like a bar of soap that's meant for my dishes. I can also do bar soap instead of, you know, it starts to kind of change the way you think and see. And that's the most important thing, is that you are being educated and empowered to make the decisions that are best for your family, because they may not be all the same, you know, for each family.
Right, right. Oh my God. And my listeners will get that. They will understand that it's small changes. Like, when I work with a client that has like 80 pounds to lose, I'm like, look, we're not going to like take that off in weeks or even months. You know, it's just going to be little changes, and changing the mindset and how you move and how you eat, taking out the plastic, because if that's disrupting your hormones are directly related to your weight loss and your weight gain and how you maintain all of it.
That is a very, very, very important point, because it actually does. So that's important for people to know. When I, like I said, when I was in medical school, type 1 diabetes was a childhood diabetes. Type 2 diabetes was an adult disease, and that was it. And now I routinely see children with morbid obesity and type 2 diabetes. Now, of course, like diet and exercise play a crucial role. However, if that diet is also laced with all of the environmental toxins because it's part of the food. So it's not just like, oh, a bag of chips is bad. Well, yes, but it's the processing of that like wholesome potato that just came from the ground is very different than a potato chip in a bag. You know, it's important for people to recognize it's not just, we can't blame the child or the parent of, oh, they're just eating unhealthy. Can we make better choices in what we put in our body? Absolutely. But can we help how, like, why are a pack of green peppers and red peppers and that multi, like, you know, you see the tricolor peppers in the grocery store. Why are those packaged in plastic? It makes, right? So it is partly our own decision-making and connect, like what we can control, but there's a bigger problem with kind of the entire food industry and how we kind of value food and the food system. And that's really kind of what I'm out to change, because this is not a business to me. This is not a product to me. This is a mission and a movement to change the way we eat.
Mm-hmm. And that's what makes me so proud of you. I just love it. I absolutely love it. And the world, you know, like everything. And I know I will still get people that will, like when I do clips and we put on Instagram and we promote this and all that stuff, I will get messages and people will say, is it really that bad? And I'll be like, listen to the whole episode. Does it really affect how our kids learn and think? And I just think people have to wake up, because ADHD, ADD, kids' sleep, you know, their behavior, everything that they're struggling with now, anxiety, depression, like this plays a role. I strongly believe that this all plays a role in that, you know?
Listen, I'm a scientist. I go off of evidence-based medicine to practice medicine, and I go off of evidence-based parenting, right? I kind of like go to, okay, look, what is the science saying? And so this is a real world case example, right? Because when we found out lead was bad for children's cognitive or brain development, we removed it from the paint, from the toys, from even the gasoline. And we have a generation of children that are 4 to 8 IQ points higher than the generation prior to them. So that is a real world example of, it is real. It does make a difference. And that's what we're seeing with plastic today. Just because you can't see it and touch it and feel it. You know, somebody said, oh, well, does it really make a difference? I'm like, well, it's not that you drink out of a plastic bottle and suddenly a plastic bottle grows out of your like forehead, right? Like, it's not that concrete. And that becomes hard for people to envision. But when you look at it as a whole, this is a really good example. Dr. Trasande is the lead author of the American Academy of Pediatrics Policy Statement on food additives and where this statement came from. And he has a book called Sicker, Fatter, Poorer. And it talks about environmental toxins. And he paints this picture of a New York City playground in like the 1920s. All the children look like their age. They're relatively fit. And the playground is made of like wood. Fast forward to like 2020, 2019, maybe before the pandemic, and you see children who on average are overweight, who look much older than they appear. So they may look like they're 12, but they're really 7 or 8. And you see an entire plastic playground. That should be enough for people to say, huh, okay. Like, there are these diseases that did not exist in children just a generation ago. And that should be an alarm for everyone to say, okay, maybe the plastic bottle is not like going to suddenly appear out of my children's brain and grow outwards. It's not that concrete, but there are real, like real implications for our children's health. And we should all care about that as a society.
Yeah. Oh my God. That is such a great example. And with the lead and the IQ, oh my God. So yeah, we're just going to shut all the haters down now. Because now you guys can't even send us those messages on TikTok and Instagram and all the things.
And to also ward this off too, people ask us a lot about the coloring, because for me,
oh, it's beautiful.
Thank you. Well, it's also non-toxic, because that's very important to point out, because I wanted children So a lot of mealtime habits are formed very early in life, right? Like many habits and they're formed early. And so one of the things to get your child, like to raise a healthy eater, is to get them excited about mealtime. Mealtime should be an exciting, interactive space. And that's how you motivate kids to be kind of immersed in this wonderful thing called mealtime. And so it was really important that I was able to bring that kind of interaction with the color and the mirror finish, because if you put, you know, Mickey and Minnie and Elsa next to a stainless steel plate, well, like, I mean, Elsa's going to win, right? And so the color actually comes from titanium. It's the same kind of process they use in medical implants that are, so if you have like a knee surgery or hip surgery, and what I was noticing is that a lot of these implants that go inside people's bodies, I was like, that one's blue. Pink, how are they doing that? So I basically use the same process that the medical world uses on medical implants on dinnerware, because I thought, well, safe enough to be inside your body. And then in, you know, we kind of did some pre-market notification with the FDA and they felt like, you know, this kind of process was just as safe as stainless steel. So that's, you know, I wanted to make sure that the product was enticing to kids without then negating the effects of, you know, health and wellness, because you can't do that.
Yeah. Oh, that's just brilliant. And you're totally right. It has to be fun. We have to have good feelings associated with it. Not like, oh, I look like I'm eating off of a prison plate.
You know? We'll say that also on our social media account. They're like, oh, this looks like a prison tray. Or you know what I say to that? I say, you know what? You are so right. This is an atrocity, because we are feeding our prisoners and our pets out of stainless steel. Yet we are feeding our children sitting in high chairs out of plastic. You are absolutely right. That is ludicrous. And then we get, usually there's a lot of silence after that. But it's, you should think about like what we are putting in front of our kids. Remember, kids explore the world with their mouth. So the overwhelming product for children, whether it's toys or dinnerware, are made out of plastic. We should all feel kind of bad about that. Like our pride and joy, our children are being exposed to products every day that are made of plastic.
Oh, Dr. M, this has been so enlightening and just educational and eye-opening. And I do not think that we are delivering too much information and people are gonna be like, ah, I don't know what to do. You have laid it out so perfect for us and just baby steps and given real information and real, you know, life cases that shut down the negative and the naysayers.
Yeah. And listen, you don't have to come, whether you buy our products or not. Just think about it. Think about switching. So some really key, easy things is to switch from plastic to glass or stainless steel to serve and store food. Try not to use Teflon, use, you know, and then the nonstick surfaces, use cast iron or stainless steel. One really free way to avoid plastic is when you go to the grocery store to buy all those fruits and vegetables, we hope. Just say no to the receipt paper, because that receipt paper is actually lined in BPA. And so when you're touching it, you're exposed to it. And also you just throw it in a landfill. So not everything has to be expensive. There are some free, simple ways. Go to a farmer's market or choose the products that are not wrapped in plastic. Grow, like don't buy the basil in a cake, like in a plastic wrap thing. Just grow your own basil with your kids. It's a great little tool for them to learn about gardening. So there are just a lot of different ways. And you can, we actually have a plastic-free guide on our website that makes it really easy for parents to execute some of that stuff from mealtime to bath time. And so a lot of these are free, you know? Yeah. And so.
Oh, perfect. Well, we will make sure we put everything in the show notes. And you guys, she is generous enough to give us a code to get 20% off of your order. It's Bomb Mom. So if you forget it, you got issues because of this podcast, Bomb Mom, but we'll put it in the show notes too. And thank you so much for that too, because I feel like if people are here and they're listening to the end and they're reading the show notes, you guys deserve a discount. Bravo.
Yes. Yeah. A lot of information in your brain. So hopefully.
Yes. Yes. Well, check her out and tell us, what is your Instagram? What is TikTok? What is your website? All that as well.
All of our handles on social media are at Ahimsa Home USA, AHIMSA USA.com. So ahimsahome.com. I think I spelled that wrong. ahimsahomeUSA. And then our website is ahimsahome.com. So if you're interested in our school line, it's Ahimsa Schools. So you can find us on our website or at ahimsahomeUSA.
Oh, perfect. Thank you again for coming on and just filling our cups, our stainless steel cups, with all of this knowledge. Let's make sure that it's clear. That's not a plastic cup. It's stainless steel.
That's right.
And taking time out of your busy day, your practice. I mean, you have so much going on. For you to come on and talk with us, it's just priceless. And we are so grateful for that.
Oh, it's my job. I'm a pediatrician. I'm literally devoted to children's health. And so please, yes, thanks for having me. Go to our website. We have a lot of educational information, not just about the plastic, but also just mealtime and how, like, what to feed your kid and how much. We have mealtime guides. So we want to make it as easy as possible to raise healthy children. So,
oh, perfect.
All the things.
Yay. Perfect. Thank you so much. And everyone, check out the show notes. Get your stainless steel silverware today, your plastic. Oh my God, get rid of your plastic. Replace it all, plates, cups, everything. And you have lunch sets too. So don't use an excuse like me, like, oh, I don't have anything. I'm not going to send my kids to school with that anymore. And even I'm learning too. So we have this.
We're all learning. That's part of just being like, that's part of motherhood. Like, we're always learning, you know? So
always learning. My youngest will be way smarter than my oldest. What can I say?
Yeah, exactly.
What can I say? No. But thank you again for coming on. I just adore you. And thank you for giving us the resources and tools that we can use to change our life.
It is my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, thank you. Everyone stay safe, stay healthy. Until next time.
If you are ready to become a bomb mom, join my free course over at www.melissavogelfitness.com/course. This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. This is given with the understanding that neither the host, practice of the practice, or the guest are providing legal, mental health, nutritional, or other professional information. If you need a professional, you should find one.